Alright, let's build a proper 90s-inspired jungle impact in Ableton Live 12, not a modern EDM whoosh into a giant boom situation. This is the kind of impact that feels like it's printed on the record, short, heavy, slightly grimy, and it pushes the groove forward without stealing the first bar of your drop. This is an intermediate session, so I'm going to assume you're already comfortable grouping tracks, basic EQ and dynamics, and you've placed at least one drop in arrangement view. We're focusing on composition and impact placement, but we are going to do enough sound design and mix control to make it actually work in a real tune. First, set the context like a jungle tune. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170 BPM. I'm going to sit at 165. If you're using breakbeats, go to the groove pool and apply a subtle swing. Keep the groove amount in that 10 to 20% zone. Too much swing can make impacts feel late and floppy, and we want this to land like a stamp. Now, think arrangement. Classic structure, intro, tease, then the first real drop. A good place to put a main impact is right on the downbeat of the drop. In a typical layout, that might be bar 33. Then later, for a switch or redrop, another impact around bar 97. Don't get hung up on the numbers, just think main drop and mid-track switch. Before we touch any devices, quick coach note, decide what your impact is for. If it's drop punctuation, it's mostly transient and mid-texture, with a short low layer. If it's a section change or switch, you can allow a moodier tail and a little more printed distortion. And if it's a fake-out, the impact is basically replacing the downbeat for a moment, so it needs enough mid-range to read even if the break isn't there. Cool! Let's build the impact system. Create three audio tracks. Name them IMP Transient, IMP Low, and IMP Tail. Select all three and group them. Name the group Impact Bus. On the group, drop an audio effect rack. This is going to become your reusable impact instrument, where you can quickly change the vibe without rebuilding the chain every time. Now, we're building a three-part blend. Transient Smack, Low End Weight, and Dark Tail. The magic is not any single layer. It's how these layers combine, and how short you keep them. Let's start with the transient layer, the smack. This is the part that translates on small speakers. If the impact only has sub, it'll feel huge in your room and disappear everywhere else. Pick a sound source that's got attitude. Rimshot, tight snare hit, metal hit, door slam, kick top, or my favorite for authenticity, a chop transient from the same break you're using. That same record glue is very 90s. The impact feels like it belongs because it literally comes from the same source material. Drop your sample onto IMP Transient and do the editing first. This is important. Shorten it aggressively. Add a tight fade out, something like 20 to 80 milliseconds. We are not making a fill, we're making a punctuation mark. Now process it. Add EQ8. High pass it somewhere between 120 and 200 Hz. Fairly steep, like 24 dB per octave. This layer should not carry the low end. If it needs bite, add a small boost around 2 to 4 kHz, a couple dB. If it gets harsh, notch a little around 6 to 8 kHz. Then add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive it somewhere around plus 3 to plus 8 dB. Then trim the output so you're not clipping downstream. Optional but really effective. Add drum bus. Keep boom off. We're doing low end separately. Use a little drive, a bit of crunch, and push transients up something like plus 10 to plus 30. This gives you that thwack that reads as impact, not just a loud snare. Now, quick gain staging rule so you don't tweak forever. Set this transient layer so it peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS before it hits the group processing. Not on the master, on the track itself. We want headroom so the glue stage can do something musical. Next, the low layer, the weight. This is the hoomp, but in jungle, this is also the part that can ruin your first bar if you let it ring out. Your bass line needs space to speak, and your break needs room to roll. You can use a low tom, a sub drop, a pitched kick tail, but if you want total control with stock devices, use operator. Create a temporary MIDI track, load operator, choose a sine wave, then set a pitch envelope, so it drops down. Try an amount between minus 12 and minus 24 semitones, with a short decay, maybe 80 to 200 milliseconds. That gives you a percussive knock instead of a sustained note. For the amp envelope, keep it short, decay around 150 to 350 milliseconds, no sustain. The goal is impact, not bassline. You can freeze and flatten it to audio, or keep it as a synth. Either works. For this workflow, printing to audio is often more old school, because it pushes you to commit. On imp low, add EQ8. Low pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. Steep. We're keeping this layer down where it belongs. If there's any boxy leak, cut around 250 to 400 HC. Add saturator, soft sign or analog clip. Drive plus 2 to plus 6 dB. The reason is translation. A pure sign can vanish on small systems, so harmonics help it read without needing more volume. Add a compressor if needed. Keep it mild. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. We're not trying to pump it, we're just controlling it. Sidechain is optional here, but here's the reality check. If your bass line comes in hard on the drop, you must decide who wins. Sometimes you sidechain the impact low a tiny bit to the bass, so the bass note is clear. Other times you duck the bass for a moment so the impact feels like it slams the door open. Both are valid, just choose intentionally. Length tip, keep the low tail short. Aim for 200 to 600 milliseconds most of the time. If you want a deliberate sub fall, sure, go longer, but don't accidentally do it. Accidental sub fall is one of the fastest ways to make the first bar feel clogged. Gain stage this too. Aim for peaks around minus 12 to minus 8 dBFS on the low layer before group processing. Now, the tail layer, the darkness and space. This is where the vibe lives. The mistake people make is using bright, glossy reverb that screams modern. We want short rooms, filtered air, and slightly nasty texture. For the source, you can use a noise burst, vinyl crackle hit, a reversed cymbal turned way down, an industrial slam, or even a slice of ambience resampled from your own track. Anything that feels like it lives in the same world as the break and bass. On Imp Tail, start with auto filter. Low pass it somewhere between 2 and 6 kHz. Add a little resonance, like 5 to 15%, just enough edge so it has character. Then add reverb. Choose room or plate. Keep decay tight, around 0.6 to 1.6 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 ms. Set low cut around 250 to 500 Hz so the reverb isn't muddying the drop. High cut somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz to keep it dark. If it's on insert, keep the mix low, like 10 to 25%. If you were doing it on a return, you'd go 100% wet, but for now insert is fine. Then add redux for that old sampler grit. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits, and downsample around 1.5 to 4. Keep it subtle. You want era, not broken. Optional. Add echo for a dubby shadow. Set time to 1/8 or 1/16, low feedback, like 10 to 25%. Filter it dark. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 3 to 6 kHz. Keep the mix low, 5 to 15%. Then consolidate or at least clip fade the tail so it ends before the groove gets busy. That's a big pro move. Tails that end cleanly make the drop feel faster and more intentional. Gain stage this tail lower than you think. Peaks around minus 18 to minus 12 dBFS. If the tail is loud, you'll start mixing by reverb, and the impact will feel soft instead of decisive. Now we glue it on the impact bus. This is the it hits like a record stage. On the group, at EQ 8 first. If the impact is too heavy, do a gentle low shelf cut. If it clouds the break, dip a little around 250 to 350 Hz. That's a common cardboard thud zone. Add glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 or 10 ms. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the hit. This is what makes the layers feel like one event. Then add saturator, subtle. Drive plus 1 to plus 3 dB. Soft clip on. We're not trying to destroy it, we're trying to make it feel printed. Add a limiter at the end as safety. Ceiling minus 0.3. Don't smash it, just prevent overs. Now, convert this into a fast workflow tool with macros. Inside that audio effect rack on the group, you want a few controls you can perform. Add a utility at the end of each layer track so you can map gain easily. Macro ideas. Smack maps to transient gain or drum bus drive. Weight maps to low layer gain. Maybe also a subtle EQ shelf if you want. Darkness maps to the tail filter cutoff, so lower equals darker. Tail length maps to the reverb decay. Grit maps to redux downsample in a very small range. Glue maps to glue compressor threshold. This turns your impact into something you can tweak in 10 seconds while arranging, instead of doing an hour of device diving every time you want a new stamp. Now let's talk placement, because in jungle, arrangement is half the sound. Classic move number 1. The one beat slam. Place your impact exactly on the downbeat of the drop. But here's the trick. Make space for it, right before the drop. Do a micro mute. Mute the drum bus for an eighth note to a quarter beat, or quickly filter the breakdown for a split second. That tiny negative space makes the impact feel twice as heavy, and it's way more authentic than a long modern riser. Move number 2, the suck in. One bar before the drop, Automate a low-pass filter on your main drum loop down to around 400 to 800 Hz. Maybe do a short reverb throw on a snare slice. Then the impact hits and the filter snaps open and the full break returns. Fast tension, fast release. That's the vibe. Move number 3. The ghost impact. Place a quieter, darker impact one bar before the real one. Filter it, shorten it, keep it subtle. It feels like the track is leaning forward into the drop. Now, reality checks. Make it sit with breaks and bass. First, does it mask the snare? If your drop snare loses dominance, reduce 2 to 4kHz in the transient layer or shorten it. Second, does it fight the subline? If the first bass note feels weak or blurred, shorten the low layer or shift it slightly so the bass has room. Sometimes moving the low layer just a hair earlier or shorter solves everything. Third, does it smear the groove? Tail is too long or too bright. Reduce decay and filter it darker. Here's a timing trick that makes it feel like a record. Dagger the layers. Try nudging the transient 5 to 15 milliseconds earlier than the low layer. Then let the tail be slightly late so it blooms behind the crack. Do this with track delay in Ableton, not by dragging clips, so you can slash B quickly and undo it instantly.